Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 28th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Family Center. We will catch up with them. Right now, in studio, we have our good friend, Katie Wright, from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear. I should mention that Katie is the Events and Engagement Director over there. Get your title in. I mean, it's a good title. I should get that in there. How have you been?
Oh, you know, enjoying the weather.
Yeah. Trying to get as much of that
yes.
in as we can. Katie, we have a couple of things we're going to touch on today. I know that you had somewhere you wanted to start, though. Let's get into the new investors.
Yes. Yeah. So we do have some new investors for February. We have Team Therapies. I didn't write the dates of when they joined, but they are here in Rapids. They do physical therapy. We have Larry Schmick. He's just an ambassador for us. He does great. He won the Ambassador of the Year award last year at our annual meeting.
Congratulations. Larry.
I know, Larry, shout out. We have BMO Harris Bank here in Rapids. We have RDB Accounting and Tax, so to get your taxes done there. And then we have Avenue Title. They are actually out of Wausau.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice list.
A bunch of great business.
Yeah, a bunch of great businesses in there. Let's touch on real quick, Katie, why we encourage people to be a part of the chamber, to be in with the group and be an investor like this.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, it's a good way to get involved with the community. And we do a lot with our businesses and just kind of get your name out there and it's just a good thing to be a part of.
There's a lot of connections that can get made with the chamber. A lot of doors that can be opened with the chamber. Maybe you're having a hard time advertising. You're having a hard time getting people to notice your business. You go to the chamber. This is what they do is promote you and put you out there and everything. So they literally open doors that maybe you can't on your own. And you know, most businesses survive, especially in their early days, by locals, regulars, people you know, that kind of thing. But that very few businesses can survive on that,
right.
Especially in a rural community. So, but at the same time, we also all know, oh, I didn't even know that business was here. You know, you hear that all the time and everything.
Yeah.
That's missed opportunity right there.
Right.
That's missed dollars. That's a lot of missed things you're leaving kind of on the field. So when you are part of things with the chamber, not only are you investing with the chamber who is investing in your community, so you're keeping things right in house here in the Rapids area, but you're giving yourself and your employees an opportunity to grow, to reach a new audience. The chamber has been doing this for a very long time and are very good at helping you promote your business and helping maybe get your business promoted in corners that you may be not able to get to. There's a lot of educational opportunities that the chamber offers as well. There's that part of things. There's a lot of discounted programs that comes into mind too.
There's
no downside to it, really. I mean, it's one of
not.
Those things that it really does take care of itself once you do something like that. So why don't you want to dive into events? Did you have something else there?
No, we can go into events.
I want
to go straight to annual meeting really quick. I do want to give our sponsors another shout out that they deserve. We have our presenting sponsor, which is IRCA Worldwide. We have our virtual sponsor, which is Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. And then our dinner sponsors, we have Anderson O'Brien, LLP. We have Solcom, Current Technologies, Domtar Industries, Inc., Enbridge Energy Company, Inc., IRCA Worldwide, Hay Creek Pallet, Paper City Savings, Rapids Insurance, a division of Marshfield, SC Swiderski, I'm sorry if I said that wrong,
that
LLC,
right.
Solaris, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa, Media Works, and Mid-State Technical College.
Again,
thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you
Seriously.
Very much. All great people, great organizations. That's really cool. And again, all those people you just heard, all those businesses you just heard, I mean, are businesses putting back into the community.
Yep.
And for me, that's where I like to put my dollars and cents. I like to go to businesses in town that are putting back into our community.
Absolutely.
And another thing, guys, we're going to talk about events now. We're going to get into some of that. And Katie's got her notes, and I've got on my laptop up there, I have the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and I'm under their events page, and it's all laid out for you really well. One of the things that I when we're talking about being a member of the Chamber, is another advantage of this is your events showing up on this calendar, which tons and tons of people use, and it's another great way to help promote your stuff.
Yep.
Katie and I are going to be focusing mainly on Chamber events, but as you pull up the calendar and I see right away coming up on March 3rd, Paint with the Police, live music from Tom Pease. Mm-hmm. This is going to be taking place over at the Cultural Center, and is coming up March 3rd from 1 to 3:30. Things like that, you know, that maybe you would not hear about otherwise if you weren't a part of the Chamber.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to do. And yeah, we are looking at March as we
Isn't
are in
that
the,
crazy?
It is really crazy.
Oh my gosh.
February just blew right by. And you do have the banquet coming up on March 8th, Wednesday, March 8th, 75th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet. Did you get to do last year's? I couldn't remember.
I did not.
I didn't think so. Yeah.
No.
So this is your first go with this, huh?
Oh, I know.
This is a big one around here. This is a big event, and it's a fun event. For those that may not know what this is or haven't heard of it before, Katie, what can we tell them about the event?
Yeah, so this is just recognizing our investors in the community. So it is an award banquet. We have about 9, 10, 11 awards that we are giving out. So again, this is for our investors, and we just like to recognize them and all the things that they've done for us.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to, you know, honor them for sure.
Communities like ours during the pandemic and at other points has struggled. But our community, you look at, especially now, a couple of years removed, and this community, while it had hardships, and I'm not making light of those, it could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
And the way people came together, the way that our nonprofits were supported, and so much of this that happened in this area, any chance to be giving thank yous, I'd say for the next 10 years, are going to be very noteworthy. And it stems from not just this year, but previous years as well. It's focused on this year, of course, but I think that it's a little like the Lifetime Achievement Award sort of thing. It's a little like, you know, that.
Yeah.
I'm a big, my family raised us on the mean, it's not about, you don't want to live a life of, what have you done for me lately? Like, and I like that that kind of feeling about these awards, these event shows and everything like
that
it's more about what you've done, your body of work,
mm-hmm.
than it is just about, well, what have you done in the past hour? You know, have you helped me out in the past hour? Nope, keep moving. Like, no, this is more about the work that you've done all through the year to help out community, to help out your community. When it comes to something like this too, can people like myself go? Can, you know, just everyday citizens, everyday people go?
So you do have to be an investor.
Okay.
So yes, of course the radio
sense.
Can be there.
Yes. Yeah. Is this something you need to RSVP for?
Yes. So you do need to RSVP. I will say the deadline has already passed, unfortunately, but, I do want to extend the offer out, till March 1st. So if you have not RSVP'd, please call me today. I want to get you in. I want to get you at the annual meeting. It just needs to be by tomorrow.
Is there somewhere where we can direct them to get a...
Yeah. You can call me. You can email me. You can go to our website to get all that information. But I probably would call me directly, and I can get you in today.
And these are fun events. You know, it's going to go from 5 to 8. It's not a huge time commitment. You're going to get some good food and everything. So
yes.
You're going to have your night covered. It's a nice way to kind of break up the work week too, and having those Wednesday events. That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys still looking for any like table sponsors or basket raffle sponsors?
Sure.
Or anything like that?
Yeah, we're always looking for table sponsors and raffle baskets. I would say probably by the end of the week, we'd like to get those in, just so we can get organized. But yeah, we're still looking.
The 75th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, March 8th, 5 to 8. And where is this taking place?
The Ridges.
Ah,
yeah.
You gotta love the Ridges.
I love the Ridges.
I love the band Take 3. and they just happen to be performing in town next week. Okay. So I'm just going to mention that real quick, Katie.
just light it right on
in. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing this for the community. Yes. It has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. Don't make the story about yourself, James. it is a really good band, and they are going to be performing. Take Three will be performing March 9th, next Thursday, 7:30 to 9:30. This will be at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by SavorTheArts.org. Go to SavorTheArts.org. A shout out to Sally Kistner over at the Arts Council. She gave us a pair of tickets to give away, and we'll be doing that. And I will meet you all there, because I will be there. The show's at like 7:30. Don't be surprised if like at 6:30 I'm waiting in a line that isn't even there.
You're going to start the line.
That should be fun. And I also wanted to mention the 2023 Spring Legislative Breakfast, another big event that's coming up that we are very happy and really humbled to host in our area here. This is taking place over at with our friends over at Midstate. What can we tell people about this event, Katie?
Yep, so it's March 17th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Midstate, like you said. We have a lot of great representatives that have already confirmed already. Mm-hmm. You can register for this on our website at Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce. I guess commerce isn't on that website, but just register online and should be good.
I see that quite all of our state, the majority of our state representatives have been asked. I can see that Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston has confirmed, along with Representative Scott Krug and Nancy Vandermeer, have confirmed that they will be there. And imagine there will be plenty more others as well as this goes gets closer and closer to the event. This is a this is where legislators are going to answer prepared questions. Mm-hmm. This is a chance for you to kind of be there right in the middle of this and hearing a lot of this. No, you know, kind of middleman in between it or anything. How does is that the only thing that's going on with the event? How does the event break down?
Yeah, so basically the order for speaking will be randomly selected at the event, and we have our moderator Craig Tim there, so he'll kind of help get the questions going too for that.
Yeah, shout out to Craig, does a nice job with these. Everything will kick off at 7 in the morning with the registration and the breakfast. Mm-hmm. 7:15, people are welcomed in. About 7:30, the forum discussion and questions will begin.
Right.
And about 9 o'clock, everything will wrap up. I think these are becoming more, they've always been important, but they're becoming more and more important as we go along here in the 24-hour news cycle and a lot of these things. When you can hear straight from the, if you will, the horse's mouth, you know, and not, no middleman or anything like that, people want more and more of those opportunities. It just so happens that we've been doing something like this for years in town, and it kind of works out to fit with today. And again, this is taking place over at Midstate. Big shout out to our friends over at Midstate, do a great job hosting these events. And a wonderful campus. It'll be coming up now. Are there fees? Do you have to register for something like this?
You do have to register. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's about
$35. $30 in person.
Okay.
$30 in person member, $40 in person non-member.
Yep.
And are we still looking for sponsors for the breakfast
absolutely.
Or anything?
So, okay. Yeah. Still need them.
You can find out more about that and become a sponsor by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, find the information, get a hold of Katie and the team over there.
Yep.
An important event. This is going to be a good one. Looking forward to that. And then we get back to some of our fun events as well, like with Off the Clock that is coming up. And oh, you guys are going to be at a great place.
Yes, I'm excited.
La Taqueria. Off the Clock at La Taqueria. That is perfect. That'll be March 20th, I
March
see.
March 20th, yeah. 4 to 6.
What are the... 4 to 6, yeah. Okay. Again, those that have not been to an off-the-clock event, what should people know about something like this?
It's just a great event. It's good for networking. We have... Obviously, there's going to be great food there. There's going to be raffle prizes. Bring your business card, because, I mean, there's always new people that you're going to meet, and... it's such a fun event to meet new people.
It's interesting. We were talking about in the morning show about things that, you know, how much has changed and how we're constantly innovating new things and all this. And there's very few things that still seem very similar to how when we were kids or something like that.
Right.
And business cards are still one of those things.
Yeah.
Networking is still one of those things that it's, you hear the greater minds talk about it. It's always best in person. There's LinkedIn and there's all these different websites and different ways to connect with people online nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the in-person person business card, still like the biggest one of people that are going to use a reference, like a person that they don't know, and they get a business card, they're more likely to call that person than they are somebody on LinkedIn they just met or something like that. I think that's kind of encouraging and kind of cool in a way in 2023 that that's still the case.
Yeah.
But it's also a great note to mention about, hey, bring your business card. It, you know, it's the one, that's what would happen to me. I go to an event like that and the one place I actually could use my business cards and I forget them.
That
would happen.
Find me online.
please. Oh. That's a great part of this. And there's the appetizers, there is the raffle prizes. Those are awesome. La Taqueria is a wonderful place to go just to have a nice meal, let alone for something like this. I think it would be a perfect environment for it.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to support a local business as well and get some great food in you. But I always think of this event and with the Coffee with the Chamber event of all the gray area stuff, all the organic stuff that can happen that wouldn't happen unless you're in the room, unless you're actually there at the event. And that's stuff that you can't necessarily peg or say this is what we're talking about. It's just things that, you know, maybe you run into a friend you haven't seen in forever, or you make a new friend, you know, or that kind of thing. It just, you know, that stuff can't necessarily happen unless it's at an event like that.
Right.
Again, off the clock going on March 20th over at La Taqueria. And then Coffee with the Chamber is going to wrap up our March events, I see.
Yes.
And when is this one taking place? Where is it at?
Yep, so it's March 29th. It's from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. In person now, it will be at the Chamber. Otherwise, it's still a virtual option. You can go on our website, register. We'll send you a link if you are doing Zoom. But our speaker is Evan Umpire, Director of Tax, Transportation, and Legal Affairs. So he'll have a legislative update and state budget review. I think that would be a good one, too.
Yeah, definitely. It's a hot topic right now. It's a big one in this state, and it's going to be for a while. And here's a way to get informed and find out more about it.
Yeah.
Especially from somebody who's just coming into it from a fact standpoint and everything, and just kind of giving you the nuts and bolts of this. You say the word budget, and sometimes people start to check out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that, and I should say that that used to be more of the case. I think nowadays more and more people are getting caring about this stuff and want to hear more about it, but may not always know like what some of these terms mean, or some of the words, or some of the lingo that is used, or some of the logistics that are, you know, making up these bills and everything. It can be confusing for some.
Oh, yeah.
A guy like Evan, it's part of his job is breaking this stuff down for you and explaining it like, you know, people like somebody even I can understand. It's a great opportunity for that, as well as an opportunity, again, for all those organic things I was talking about. Even with something that, whether it is in person or online, with Coffee with the Chamber, you have that opportunity.
Right.
Also, seems like a real great way to start your day. It's 8:30 to 9:30. If you're able to make time for this, because we understand a lot of people are at work or that or what have you, this is an important one. I think it's a great opportunity for employers too.
Yeah.
If you think that this would apply well to your company, your business, to your employees, maybe letting them start an hour later and letting them take part of this and get informed on this subject, and then you get back to work after that. I also wanted to mention too, Katie, that if you guys are always looking for sponsors or businesses to host these events, whether it is Coffee with the Chamber or the other events that you guys do, are you guys looking for people to reach out to ask about that and see?
Always, absolutely. Stacy does really good. She's also looking for those as well. So reach out to her. She's our new president and CEO at the Chamber. She is the one doing all those events. So reach out to her if you're interested. For sure.
Yeah, we got to get her in.
Yes, you do.
I don't think we've had Stacy on the air with us yet.
Stacy, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. Now the clock's ticking. It's just a matter of time now, Stacy. You're going to have to put up with me, just like all the other poor Chamber members. Ask Krista
Seriously,
about it. Krista's had to put up with me for years, so she knows better than most.
18 years? Well, not 18. Have you?
Not the entire 18 I've spent here, but
pretty close.
You ask Krista, I bet you it feels like it.
I bet you.
Heck, Angel went on to a whole different field just so she didn't have to deal with me.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I could not be stressing it
for her.
Yes, yeah. We're looking forward to meeting her. We're looking forward to having her in studio and everything. That'll be nice. There are plenty of other events coming up, of course, in April. Some of the similar ones like Off the Clock and Coffee with the Chamber we'll talk about when we get closer to that. But when it comes to things like that, Katie, it comes to maybe finding out more about what it is to be a chamber member or any of these things. We'll give you the information so that you can get a hold of Katie a little bit later. But as we're wrapping up, I did want to just touch on the leadership class. We were going to have one of the leadership members join us. She wasn't able to. Maybe the next show we do. Yes. Maybe that'll happen then. But let's just wrap up on that in the leadership class and what this is, what this means. It's, for one, it's a program that's been going on for a very long time. And the chamber, part of their, you know, initiative, part of their goal is to not just help businesses, but to help employees. And this leadership program really does this. I genuinely believe that everybody has leadership in them. I don't think that there's anybody who couldn't be a leader or hasn't been a leader at different points in their life. There's plenty of people who don't look at themselves that way, but I think that, sometimes that makes the best leaders.
Right.
Most leadership is done by just doing. I don't know if I've ever heard somebody, I'm a great leader, and then they, you know, let. No, I don't think that's really how that works. They just lead. They're too busy leading to tell you that they're a good leader. The program kind of embodies that, kind of does some of that. But I also think that a program like this kind of helps you see some of the stuff that you had in you already and you just didn't know. And it kind of helps you harness that and kind of bring utilize it more and fine tune it, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard good things about people coming out of this. You know, they've learned so much from what we did with the leadership program.
You get these personal and interpersonal skills, the local economic development and local county economic, finding out more and more about that. Even if you were born and raised in this town, you could probably learn some stuff. There's probably some stuff you don't know, let alone if you're a new person in town. There's nobody that couldn't be benefited by this, but I genuinely think if you are newish in this area, this leadership program is just tailor-made for you and such a great way to not only interact and meet new people and maybe make some of these connections that are going to help your business, but help you personally. Like, I don't want to make light of the business part of this or anything, but just on a personal level, it can be new. I know this better than most, and you know this too, Katie, what it's like to be new in town, not just in this town, but any town. It's even if you're the best ever at this, it's not always easy sledding, you know? So an event like this really kind of is a break in the ice kind of thing for you to be able to really get to know people in an area and a wide variety of people, because people from every different field have been a part of the leadership program over the years. We've had almost every industry that I can think of a part of this program. So you're really going to get a chance to meet people from a wide gamut.
Oh, and that's another great networking thing, too. It's like now you know this person from this business, and you're meeting so many people to where if you need them in the future for reference, it's like now you've met them.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity. Cannot encourage people enough to be a part of this program. When they're accepting applications, be sure to get your application in there. And to business owners out there, it's something to think about. You can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And Katie, as we're wrapping up, if there are questions people have, they want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me, they can email me, they can walk right on in the chamber office. I'll be there, maybe. And you can definitely talk to me about anything that you might need.
We do always encourage you to stop by the office. It's never a bad idea. If you want, you can give Katie a call, 715-422-4859, or just stop by and say hi to Katie and Stacy and Promise and all the gang.
Everybody,
over there.
The whole gang.
Yeah, all over there, just waiting for you to say hi.
And
again, it's right across from Quick Trip.
Like, we're still waiting for you guys to walk in.
Yeah. Do it already.
Seriously.
And again, be sure to follow the Chamber on social media. It's a great follow. Yeah. You will not be disappointed. Always good talking with you, Katie. Thanks so much for the time. We'll hang out again real soon.
We will.
We'll come back with more Morning Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.